Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Isaiah 55 and 56. There is a very special verse in these two chapters. See if you can find it. As we listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's readings of Isaiah 55 and 56.
Isaiah 55.
Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food.
Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Isaiah 56.
Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, and the Son of Man who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath, not profaning it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Let not the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord say,
the Lord will surely separate me from his people.
And let not the eunuch say,
behold, I am a dry tree.
For thus says the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose the things that please me and hold fast my covenant, I will give in my house and within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath and does not profane it and holds fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel declares, I will gather yet others to him besides those already gathered. All you beasts of the field, come to devour, all you beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind. They are all without knowledge. They are all silent dogs. They cannot bark, dreaming, lying down, loving to slumber. The dogs have a mighty appetite. They never have enough. But they are shepherds who have no understanding. They have all turned to their own way, each to his own gain, one and all. Come, they say.
Let me get wine. Let us fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow will be like this day, great beyond measure.
Which of those verses do you think was the verse I was referring to? Was it in chapter 56, verse 7, "For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples"? Or was it in chapter 55, maybe verse 3, "Incline your ear and come to me, hear, that your soul may live"? Or was it 55, verse 6, "Seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near"? Or maybe 55, verse 12, "For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Or maybe it was 55 verses 8 and 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." All those are wonderful verses of Scripture, very encouraging, aren't they? But none of those was the verse I was thinking about. It's chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. Let me read them. "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." Isaiah 55:11 has meant so much to me in my life. You see, I have a personal mission statement. I developed it many years ago after working with many businesses and companies to develop their mission statements. I believe people can have a mission statement too. So I worked on one, and I worked on my own, and I came up with this. I am a man of His Word, capital H, capital W. That's my personal mission statement, to be a man of His Word. And so for me, verses like Isaiah 55:11 mean so much. Again, the verse says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose or that which I please, and it shall succeed in the thing for which I send it." Or, as I memorized it, "So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing to which I send it." It's a guarantee of the power of God's Word in my life and in yours. God's Word will never return void. It always accomplishes exactly what He sends it for. And God's Word always succeeds. That's worth pondering today. Does the Word of God mean that to you? Does it mean so much to you that you want to spend time in His Word every day? I have, and I will continue to do so. Not because it's a duty, not because it's an obligation, not because Christians should. No, because this verse reminds me that it will never return void and it will always accomplish exactly what He pleases in my life. It reminds me of Hebrews 4:12, which says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." When I think about the power of the Word of God, I'm reminded of these kind of verses, that it's living, it's active, it's sharp, it pierces my soul and my spirit, and I want it to do that every day of my life. I need the Word of God. I want the Word of God. I want it to pierce between my soul and my spirit each and every day. I hope you do too. So together, let's stay close to the Word of God. Let's commit to spend time each and every day in God's Word. Let's be sure to never use the excuse that I was too busy in my life to spend time in the Word of God. The verse right before verse 11 reminds us by an illustration. Rain and snow water the earth, and the earth sprouts with seeds and bread, sustenance for our physical lives. And then God says the same thing about His Word in our spiritual lives. It waters our spiritual lives. It brings forth seed. It brings forth food for our spiritual being. May God bless you as you spend time in His Word. Amen.